So this morning, I just want to share what the Holy Spirit and my relationship with Him has done. I didn't know that I needed that best friend in Him. And man, thank you, Misty, because last year when I was struggling with depression and I was sitting in my therapist's office and I seen this book on her table. She has a stack of books. And just this one day a year ago, it was probably almost exactly a year ago when I seen this book, and it was called Good Morning Holy Spirit. And something inside of me was like, buy that book for my friend. And I bought it for her birthday. And I bought this book and I mailed it to her and we talked about it, but she never really mentioned about reading it or anything. And all the months go by. And then something this year in January, it was stirred up in my spirit again that I needed to read that book. So I started talking to her and I was like, hey, do you have that book still that I sent you? She's like, oh, I don't know. Let me see if I can find it somewhere in her house. And so she's like, I don't know, I can't find it. And then all of a sudden it showed up again. And she was like, I'll just give it to you. Cause I knew in my spirit that I needed to read that. For whatever reason, I needed to read that book. And then she mentioned that she never really believed in Benny Hinn. And so that's why she didn't read it, but she never told me, right? And in that moment, I could have been like, well, I'm not gonna read it either just because of your beliefs of him. But I didn't allow that to me because I knew that I needed it. And as we were preparing for the conference, I was going back to all my journals over the year, last year, and didn't even know it, but I was really seeking a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I kept going back to scripture, the ones that I was saying, Holy Spirit, please, you know, I want to get to know you. I want you to just continue to instill in me of who I am and who you want me to be. And when I read this book, it just was just so much bigger. It just was an eye opener to me and just understanding who the Holy Spirit is. And I just believe that the church is spiritually blind to who he is. Because if we have to know that he could not come unless Jesus left us. He was not here. Jesus was here. And then when he ascended to heaven, that's when he left the spirit with us. And we have to believe and know that he is our helper. He is our peace. He wants to be our friend. He wants to be your best friend. And he is my best friend. If anything else, he's my best friend. And reading this book, after going through it, and I just now in the mornings, just getting up and just appreciating who he is. And he wants to know more of me and I want to know more of him. So I'll get up. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Saying just, you know, recognizing that he's there. And that's all he wants. He wants us to recognize that he's there. Just asking him for help. And just some of the things that I've said and I say on a daily basis is, help me to pray, Holy Spirit. I need you, Holy Spirit. I say that every morning. I need him. Like, I need him to go to work. I need him to parent my kids. I need him to be just who I am. Holy Spirit, give me the words to speak. I can tell you the conference, that was him. I had to believe that I have the authority inside of me and for me to be able to speak and just being confident in what I speak. Holy Spirit, enlarge my capacity to work. He's enlarged. I mean, I do so much at my job. I only can give it to him. There's no other way. People ask me, Malia, how do you do it? It's him. I can't do anything without him. Show me how to steward my children, my money, my relationships. Precious Holy Spirit, please take more of me. Take me. Replace me, my flesh, with you. Wonderful Holy Spirit, I yearn for an ongoing personal relationship with you. I welcome you. These are things that I say over myself. I speak these to him and just have that, you know, commune with him. How can you really know him? Say those same things. Just reach out to him. He wants to know you. Just gaining from this book, there's two absolutes that he talks about, absolute necessities. That we need on a daily basis. We need the Holy Spirit's fresh anointing daily. not whenever on a Sunday. We need it daily. He does not give us leftovers. It's new every day. And we need to believe that, and not to say, you know, I was talking to somebody like, my grace from last season is not gonna make, it's not gonna work this season. So we have to make sure that we go to him daily, surrender to him daily, die to self daily, to sit here and say that, Lord, I surrender myself to you daily. I do not want to live in the flesh. I want to live with him. It says, we need the power of the Holy Spirit fresh and new every hour of the day. God does not give leftovers. Only claiming your inheritance of the Holy Spirit's daily anointing will help you overcome challenges and achieve great things for God. The only people who have genuine authority over Satan are those who choose to go to the cross, to have self and sin nailed to the cross, and to die to self. Dying to self is the only way to be victorious over sin. And the moment you yield yourself completely to the cross, you terrorize Satan. And let me tell you, me and Satan been fighting. We've been fighting for a long time, but this time I will not cower to him anymore. And I want to encourage you to face him face to face, and just get to know the Holy Spirit. He is your friend. He's your lover. He's your everything. He's your everything. And if there's one thing that I just take from this journey up until this point, that I cannot live life without him. And we cannot. As a Christian, we need him. He's here for that purpose and reason. So I just want to encourage you, communicate with him on a daily basis, on an hour. I have talks with him all the time during the day, you know, just trying to work. Can everybody just stand up? I just want you guys to repeat after me. And really just to kind of just take these words in, and just wait. This is just going to help you just deepen, to continue to deepen our relationship with him. And if we just speak this over life every day and speak it to him, I believe that obviously we're going to see a different you. You know, speaking to Linda the other day, I just started this community group, Emotionally Healthy, this past Thursday. It was a struggle to get there, but I did it and I'm doing it. And for Linda to call me and say, hey, Cindy, it was like, that's not Malia. That's not the Malia I know. And Linda was like, how? What do you mean? She's like, that's not the Malia I knew. And she's talking about the previous time that she heard me speak versus to the time that she heard me lead that group on Thursday night. And it's just, just a testament of me just surrendering to the Holy Spirit and just to allow him to do the work inside of me to be able to bring that. And I just have such a deep passion to get the word out and to help women, just to help them. But okay, repeat after me. Spirit of the living God, I want to live for Jesus today. I give you my mind, my emotions, my will, my intellect, my lips, my mouth, my ears, and my eyes. Use them for the glory of God. Amen.